for those game hunters who can't be bothered getting soaked and chilled while waiting for the perfect shot, John Lockwood thinks he has a solution. If he has his way, people will be able to hunt the Barbary sheep, black buck antelope, and wild hogs he stocks on his ranch in southwest Texas without ever leaving their office chair. Computer-assisted hunting. Mr. Lockwood wants to set up a platform for a remotely operated camera and rifle to shoot at wildlife. And he joins us by phone to tell us how it would work. And Mr. Lockwood, explain the mechanics here.
The mechanics are pretty simple. There's a pan tilt motor and camera assembly mounted with a firearm that uses an actuator to fire the trigger.
And you have to be a member, if I've got this right. You pay money for a certain amount of time looking
Correct.
Through that camera.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, you want to do this with wildlife. Already you're doing it, though, with target practice. Is that right?
Correct, yes.
And how does that work?
Targets are almost the same thing, other than they don't move. My intention was not so much what you introduced earlier, is there are a lot of people that would like to get into hunting that have never had the opportunity, the resources, the basic training, or many people that have hunted in the past, have been injured, disabled, who may never be able to get up out of bed or get out in the field and sit for any length of time.
What about safety concerns? You would think that it might help to have somebody aiming a gun actually be where the gun is.
Exactly. Well, there is somebody there, and for that very reason, because even though you have a good view of what's there in front of you, you cannot see everything. And you may not know if there's, in the case of my ranch, a cow coming by, or that deer that you think is a black buck antelope may be a white-tailed deer and therefore would not be a legal game species. The person that is on site would act just like a guide would up in Alaska or in Africa and say, you know, okay, no, this is not an animal you can take, or in the case of live shot, immediately override the firing mechanism.
What would you have to do to actually make this plan a reality?
Put enough animals on my ranch to have a huntable population and allow members to sign up for it.
But technology, is the technology
it's already working? The only issue that I have right now is the speed of the camera. The camera that I have set at the target site is only 15 frames per second, so there's a slight delay in what you see coming back to you on the camera. When the control from your side coming down to my server at the ranch is instantaneous.
You know, Mr. Lockwood, it goes without saying, I guess, that a lot of people are pretty horrified by this. The Humane Society has called this a snuff film scenario of pay-per-view slaughter, and a lot of hunters, too, think this is just beyond the pale. It eliminates any aspect of sport. What do you say to that?
Well, I mean, I know that they do, and it's not a turkey shoot. It's not fish in a barrel or anything like that. They're free-ranging animals. Some of the aspects are still there. You still have to locate. You still have to make a good shot. I mean, I know that there's a segment of the population that just absolutely abhors what I do, and there's a segment of the population that's loving what I'm doing because I'm able to help them. So, you know, as long as it's legal and I can do some good, it's going to continue.
Well, John Lockwood, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
John Lockwood in San Antonio, Texas, the creator of Liveshot.com. Mr. Lockwood may find his plan to allow people to fire real guns at real animals online thwarted by the law. Jim Seinbaugh, the director of law enforcement for the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, told us today the use of a computer to control a remote-controlled weapon is something new to the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. He says they're looking into it and drafting regulations that would control or prohibit the use of remote-control weapons in hunting.